Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
New rural mobilization in Colombia in favor of discussion about development model and the fulfillment of agreements. The lack of compliance by the Colombian government led by Juan Manuel Santos with reference to the agreements reached in August 2013 that implied a permanent negotiation table with peasant movements and farmers of this country motivated this week a new national mobilization referred to as Peasant Outreach Day. This is what Everto Diaz, leader of Ensuagro Colombia, said in an interview with Real World Radio. He is part of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, CLOC, and Via Campesina International. Everto said that the mobilization days also aim to support the peace dialogues and to demand their fulfillment, and he added that if the agreements reached 2 years ago are not advanced, a new strike will threaten the food supply to the large cities of the country. The outreach days began on August the 30th and will take place through September the 5th, including seminars, mobilizations, land takeovers, and cultural activities, said Everto. Poverty, according to him, has significantly advanced in the Colombian countryside, worsening living conditions, the access to basic water and health services, and also public education services. In order to reverse this, public policies negotiated with the organizations are needed, he said. The high levels of land concentration makes Colombia one of the Latin American countries most affected by this process. 63% of the surface is in the hands of only 1% of owners. Moreover, Everto Diaz analyzed the situation in the Colombian-Venezuelan border after the decree by Venezuelan government led by Nicolas Maduro to close them. In this way, Diaz said that the peasants are emigrated to Venezuela, Ecuador, or Brazil, driven by the poverty and violence in Colombia, which the government has done little to nothing to prevent. In this way, he added, the people displaced many times fall in the hands of smuggling or illegal economy, exporting it to the border countries and generating conflicts. He also says that this situation is part of a series of destabilizing actions of Venezuela, which have been intentionally amplified by the corporate communication media to fuel the conflict.